Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. We are here live in a different color. We do our opening assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaping yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of being enlightened, and I will get what I want. How about that? We've just listened to our national anthem, The Age of Freedom Has Come. It's time for you to be free, but you have to step up and work for it, okay? And then we'll just drop it to your lap, all right? Now, our primary slogan is love is an act that makes others feel good, okay? One aim and one destiny. We have the same aim, the same goals in mind to making other people feel good. Then life will change a little bit for us, and we will have a better understanding of what's going on, and we'll be able to deal with each other a little better, okay? Now, Now, the question that we like to start off with is, what do you have to be thankful for, you know? And I have quite a bit to be thankful for. I'm up every day. I'm doing what I have to do. All my children are healthy. My friends are healthy. And everybody seems to be on the right track or moving towards something that they like or something that they want to do, okay? Now, for the first 5 minutes of the show, we always talk about love. Now, we're going to break this down into different segments when we talk about love, okay? Now, today, we're going to deal with the emotional aspect of love, all right? Now, we're talking about emotion when we talk about love. Now, they got us thinking that there's so many different emotions, but they're not. There's only one emotion triggered by your acts and what you say and what you do to people, okay? So you have to really, really consider your actions toward people and what you're doing to and for people. Now, that's important. That's what triggers your emotion. There's only one emotion triggered by different responses, okay? This is why when you study martial arts, they say use emotional content. They want to teach you how to use emotion without becoming emotional. There's a difference. When you become emotional, you get out of control and your emotions begin to control you. And that's not how you want it. You want to use the fire and all that when you're ready, you know, that emotional fire when you're ready to bring emotion. But you don't want that emotion to be in control. You want to be controlling that emotional output so that you know what's going on. So when we talk about love, you have to understand, if you're out there obsessing over somebody, stalking them, following them around, that's not love, you know. You're emotionally out of control. And you need to rein those emotions in. Now, if somebody don't want you, don't have nothing to do with you, hey, there's so many men and women out here that you don't have to get caught up in that type of madness. Well, I can't have them. Nobody can have them. Now, that's mine. Nobody belongs to you, okay? People grant you the use of their slave, but that don't mean that that person's physical belong to you, you know? It doesn't work that way. They're not yours. They become your companion. They become your friend. All these things, but nobody belongs to anybody out here. That's not how this works. We can become caretakers of each other, right? That works good. Taking care of each other, looking out for each other, making sure we have what we're supposed to have. And when you have children, children don't belong to you. You are a caretaker of the child, especially if you understand what the immaculate conception is. See, once you understand what the immaculate conception is, you know that the child don't belong to you. The child is an extension of source energy. The child is the universe expanding. And how you treat that child and what you do for that child creates the emotional stability for that child to carry on for the rest of their lives, okay? Now, just remember, when you're dealing with love from an emotional point of view, you literally have to control that emotion. It's very important. To get emotionally out of control can cause a lot of damage to your friends, people around you. You're hurting people's feelings and things like that. They're saying the wrong things out your mouth. And it gets pretty ugly after a while, you know? So that's the message on emotion, on our love today, you know, get control of your emotions and don't be out of control when you're dealing with love. If you like somebody, you know, learn the art of love. Yeah, love is an art. It's an art to this thing, you know. You have to study them, learn things about them, know how to push the right buttons to make them feel good, not to see or to try to make them jealous over you. That's actually insane, you know, because the heart does have a neural net. We ain't talking about that today, but the heart does have a neural net, and it gives off hormones, and it remembers the things that you do. And you get a bad feeling about some of the things that you do, and you have to be careful about what you do and how you're doing it, okay? All right, that takes care of our 5 minutes on love. we already talked about what you had to be thankful for. Just remember, if you're on the line and you want to chime in, you have something to say, just press 1 on your dial, and you can jump in, okay? Now, we're into health today. Now, the question on the board, why be on a diet? Like it or not, you're on a diet. If you're alive, you're on a diet. The difference is, are you controlling the diet, or are you not controlling the diet? A lot of people are just out of control. That's a diet. That's an out of control diet. Eat everything under the sun. I mean, they just be grubbing. They don't care what it is, how it's cooked, or where it comes from, or who made it, or who did it, or what's in it. They don't care. They just want to eat. You know, now the 3 meal a day diet is actually absurd. You know, if you're going to be healthy, the 3 meal a day diet after 40 to 50 years will have you in the doctor's office on medication. I'm just telling you right now, the 3 meal a day diet, the way you have it set up, you get up in the morning, you got some coffee, which is terrible for you. Then you have, orange juice is okay. Oh, you have some eggs, and you have some bacon, and you have some home fries. Think about that. You only need 26 grams of protein, all right? So that 2 eggs and the bacon, that's enough protein for the whole day, all right? Now, after you eat that breakfast, then now the eggs have quite a few nutrients in it that you can use to do things that you can use, that the body can use to enhance the body. So if you're not on a real good diet, those couple of eggs, not every day, but a couple of eggs every other day will not hurt you. It will help you if you're not on a really good diet. If you're just eating everything out of control, okay, your diet should be programming. You should study to find out what you should eat and how you should eat what you should eat. Okay? I'm going against a 3 meal a day diet because it, we have to rethink how we eat. This culture, the doctors, okay, they do the diagnosis to tell you what's wrong. Okay? And then they turn you over to the pharmaceutical industry for your cures, for whatever's going to help you. Most of the medicines they prescribe, the side effects a lot of times are worse than what you have, you know. So you have to be careful when the doctor prescribes something for you. Make sure you check what the side effects are, you know, and what you have there, okay? And that's what's going on, all right? Now, okay, this is why I'm against 3 meal a day diet, because we have to rethink why we eat. Now, let's think in terms of your stomach as an oven, okay? 98.6 degrees, it's cooking. Whatever you put in there, your stomach is cooking it, getting it ready to break down with the acids that's in your stomach, to break down into its molecular structure, so it can take the vitamins and nutrients and minerals out of the food and send it to the different parts of the body that need those particular things, okay? So if you're thinking in terms of your stomach being an oven, you have to ask yourself, what am I trying to do? How am I trying to eat so I can have a long life and longevity without being sick? You don't want to be at the doctor's office. The less you go to the doctor, the better off you are. If you're going to the doctor, it should be for a checkup. That's it. They got the instruments and all that to check what nutrients and minerals and all that stuff that's in your blood, so you know if you're getting what you're supposed to be getting, all right? Now, so the 3 meal a day diet, we have to rethink how we're eating. Why are we eating? What are you eating for? Are you eating to lose weight, to gain weight, or to be healthy? Why are you eating? Yes, that's the first question you have to ask yourself. Now, every 7 years, the body recreates every cell in it. Now, you should be eating, and so you have to think, you have to rethink while you're eating. You should be eating to create that perfect cell. That's why you should be eating. So when you eat and you don't put all of the nutrients in the body, when you eat at that particular time, the body doesn't have the necessary ingredients to create that perfect cell or to make that perfect cell. Okay, it's like you making a cake. If you put all the ingredients in there and put that cake in the oven, it's going to come out beautiful every time. The right temperature, everything is perfect. It comes out perfect every time. Leave the sugar out. Oh, that cake's not going to taste so good. Leave the margarine out or the butter, whatever you're using, it's not going to come out right. If you leave one of the ingredients out, that cake is not going to be perfect. This is how the body functions. This is what your stomach is doing. Your stomach is trying to make that perfect cell. So when you eat, you should put all of the ingredients that you need in your stomach at that time, because each ingredient works with other ingredients to help produce that perfect cell. Now, at this time, what I'm going to do, last time for health, we read up on carbohydrates and fat, right? To let you know that all of this stuff works together, the carbohydrates, the fat, all this stuff works together to create that perfect cell. And so what we're going to do today, we're going to go through a couple more of those, and then we're going to get into the five vegetable diet, the nutrients, what's in the vegetables, and why these vegetables are so important if you eat them the way I'm telling you to eat them, okay? You won't be sick or whatever sickness you have. At, over a period of time, it will begin to go away from glaucoma to cancer, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we need to do. We need to work more towards what we're supposed we need to work more towards creating or making that perfect cell. Okay, I'll switch my glasses because I'm getting ready to read. All right. Now, we're talking about vitamin A, which is retinol. Okay, it assists formation and maintaining of skin and membranes that the body cavities and tracts, such as nasal passages and the intestinal tract, thus increasing resistance to infection, functions in visual process, and forms visual purple, thus promotes healthy eye tissue and eye absorption and eye adaptation to dim light. Okay, this is a vitamin A, which is retinol. Now, you can get it from liver, carrots, sweet potatoes, greens, greens, yellow, or orange vegetables, and fruits. This is where you get this from. This is retinol. Now, as I'm reading it, it will tell you that it helps in certain things, but as I read the three items last time we did health, it shows you how all of these things work together to produce that perfect cell, which is what we're supposed to be after. Now, let's talk about vitamin C, which is ascorbic acid. It forms a cementing substance such as collagen that holds our body cells together, thus strengthening our blood vessels, hastening health and or wounds, and healing health and wounds and bones. I'm reading a little sideways here because I'm not actually at my desk, so it's a little tricky for me, and increases resistance to infection and aids in utilization of iron. See, it aids in the utilization of iron. So each one of these items, vitamin C, vitamin A, what you're taking, aids in the consumption and the digestion process to create that perfect cell, which is what we're supposed to be trying to do. Now, vitamin C you can get from broccoli, orange, grapefruit, papaya, mango, and strawberry. This is your vitamin C. So those are two that we're going to cover this week. And we're going to get into more next time, but next time we're going to go into thiamine, which is vitamin B1, riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, and niacin. We're going to do that next week. But what we're going to do this week, which I think is so important, I'll be talking about the five vegetable diet that I'll be dealing with, okay? And why do I focus so much on vegetables? Well, everybody knows I'm a Bible thumper. What can I tell you? You know, and I've been listening to a lot of people read the Bible and give us information out of the Bible, but they are misconstruing the information, so you're not getting what you're supposed to be getting, all right? So this is why these segments are called Bible 2.0, because we're going to upgrade your mindset so that when you go into this book, you will realize how powerful this book is. And we have a lot of people just throwing the book on the chair or leaving it on the table, not reading it and not studying from it. This is information that was given to you by your ancestors to help you on your journey through life. That's what's going on. Now, in Genesis 1:29, this is what it says in Genesis 1:29. We're talking about health. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in there which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Think about that. To you it shall be for meat. Now, if we were following the Bible like we say we do, we would not be eating flesh. See, because flesh is not what was given to us to consume. We would be eating herbs, vegetables, seed, plant, fruit, and stuff like that. This is what we would be eating. Now, they talk about being a vegetarian and being vegan. They just went back to Genesis and renamed it. And then they're giving it back to you and having you spend all this money on the information that you're supposed to have has been with you for 2,000 years. But the people who are teaching you how to read this book, they're not giving it to you straight so that you can be healthy, all right? I go to the churches. I go to quite a few churches. I'll be talking to ministers and everybody else. And the first thing I ask them about what they be eating, you know? And they eat everything under the sun, from hog to cow to fish to whatever it is. They be eating it, grubbing on it, and they wondering why they're getting all fat and out of shape and why they're sick, can't live past 80 and 90. They get to 80 and 90, they all doubled over, bent over, half of them can't even walk. You know what I mean? They got something going wrong with them where they have to visit the doctor all the time, okay? I go to the doctor for a checkup once a year, once every 2 years. You know what they find? Nothing. They find absolutely nothing wrong with me. One time they said they think they saw something, you know, they wanted me to come back. They wanted me to poke a hole in me. I said, you got to be out of your mind. I said, you think you saw something? You don't know what it is and you want to poke a hole in me? I don't think so, you know. And every year, every time I go back for a checkup, everything bounces out perfect, okay? Because of what I'm eating. Now, let's talk about, I do want to spend some time on the five vegetable diet because I'll be talking about it, but I actually don't spend that much time on it because, you know, we got Google, we got the internet. We can research this stuff for ourselves, right? But what I did, I wrote some stuff down. And just to go through each one of the vegetables to show you the benefit of eating these particular vegetables that I recommend for you on a daily basis. But the key to the diet is that you have to eat one cup of these vegetables at the same time for a meal. This gives you all the ingredients to make that cake or to make that perfect cell. OK, Okay. The first one is collard greens. Okay. Collard greens taken by mouth as an antioxidant for anemia, heart disease, constipation, diabetes, and eye disorder that cause damage to the optic nerves, glaucoma. Collard greens help you with glaucoma. It's high in cholesterol, loss of vision, macular degeneration, and weight loss to prevent bladder cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and scurvy. This is the collard greens, okay? Now, when I was with the nation, don't eat collard greens because it's a weed. Okay, so it's a weed, so what? The benefits of the collard greens are so great that it's just amazing. Now, here's the key to the collard greens, though. The molecular structure of the collard greens is so dense that you can't just throw it in a pot and cook it and eat it. That's not how it works because your system won't be able to digest it properly. Put the collard greens in crock pots, one of those steam pots, I forget what they call them, and one of those steam pots, pressure cookers, that's what they call them. And it will break the molecular structure of the greens apart so that your system can digest it properly, all right? Now, collard greens contain chemicals that are thought to help prevent cancer. Chemicals in collard greens might also give antioxidant activity. Now, the side effects of the collard greens, don't ever eat collard greens if you're taking medicine. This is how powerful the effect of the collard greens is on the system, okay? If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, sick, just keep feeding the regular normal amounts. That's that one cup a day. That's the normal. That's the normal amount of collard greens a day. But the collard greens is very, very powerful. It's a very powerful vegetable. Okay, that's number one. Now the second vegetable that I'll talk about, I didn't get into all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients of the collard green. Maybe I'll do that next time. The next vegetable we're talking about is the Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts taken by mouth is an antioxidant for constipation, scurvy, and wound healing, and to prevent prostate problems, bladder cancer, breast cancer, heart disease, diabetes, strokes, lung cancer, birth defects due to low folic acid levels, non-Hodgkin lymphoma. This is stuff that it fights against, osteoporosis, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. How does it work? That's what I'm saying. This is a Brussels sprout. The Brussels sprout contains chemicals that are thought to help prevent cancer for breast cancer. In particular, eating Brussels sprouts might change the way estrogen is used in the body, which may reduce the risk of breast cancer. Brussels sprouts also has antioxidant activity. All right? Now, the side effects of eating Brussels sprouts, now, we're talking about the side effects. I'm giving the side effects of the vegetables, too. The side effects for the Brussels sprout is if you eat too much, you get gas. What a side effect, huh? This is what I'm saying. We need to do some research on the vegetables and stuff that you're eating. This is why I'm bringing this little segment to you on the vegetables so that you get an understanding of why I picked these three vegetables to consume, okay? Now we're talking about green beans. Green beans are an excellent source of vitamin K. They are a good source of folate, manganese, vitamin C. It also is rich in dietary fiber, vitamin 2, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin B6, and vitamin E. In other words, it's a powerhouse of nutrient consumption. If you can help a person, it can help a person to lead a long and healthy life. This is the green beans, okay? Now, green beans for women during pregnancy, you shouldn't eat green beans raw. Okay, green beans should be cooked properly. Because it'll create, you know, a little problem if you don't cook the green beans properly. I'm just telling you, you know, some of the side effects of the green beans, okay? And the green beans also help prevent signs of aging, okay? If you want to look young and evergreen, it's green beans that should be on your plate. Vitamin A present in green beans helps in providing antioxidants, carotenoids, flavonoids, which prevent the signs of aging. It also helps in improving the complexion of skin and prevents the sign of aging. It also helps in improving the complexion of skin and prevents the occurrence of wrinkles. It makes you glow. We're talking about green beans here, right? These are just, I'm not going to go through everything, but, you know, the green beans are high concentration of lanthanums and so harmful when taken in raw, but without cooking them properly, green beans could have a measured amount of oxalate, and which it becomes too concentrated in the body fluids to crystallize and leads to health complications. Therefore, people with kidney and gallbladder problems have to avoid the intake of green beans. So if you have kidney and gallbladder problems, you have to research and find a different vegetable with the same nutrients and stuff in it that you can use in place of the green beans fortified vegetables, okay? Oxalates are a natural substance in many foods. They bind to calcium during digestion in the stomach and intestines and leave the body through the stool. Now, if you're not drinking a lot of water, then it will go through the kidneys and it will crystallize in the kidneys and cause stones and create stones. So make sure you're getting plenty of water every day on the diet that I'm talking about. Now, we're talking about green peas, right? Peas or green peas are considered the powerful powerhouse of nutrients. They contain essential amino acids, citrulline, lysine. Peas or green peas include many essential nutrients like vitamin E, also starch, fats, and proteins. They also help in the treatment of many health diseases. Peas benefits are consumed all around the world. However, botanically, they are considered as a fruit. Peas are low-fat food, taste sweet, and are very important to improve metabolism of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Okay, these are the five vegetables that I picked on this diet. It's the five vegetable diet. These are very powerful vegetables. Green peas are a very good source of vitamin K, manganese, dietary fiber, vitamin B, copper, vitamin C, phosphorus, and folate. They are also a good source of vitamin B6, niacin, vitamin B21, molybdenum, zinc, protein, magnesium, iron, potassium, and choline. Okay, now this is the green peas. These are the five vegetables that I picked for this diet, and I'm telling you why I picked these five vegetables in this diet because of how powerful they are. All right. Now, we're talking about broccoli. Broccoli is the last one. Broccoli is rich in fiber and antioxidants, both of which may support healthy bowel function, digestive health, regularity, and a strong community of health bacteria with your colon are two vital components of digestive health. Broccoli contains sodium, carbohydrates, dietary fiber, protein, vitamin A. That's right. Vegetables have protein in them. Vitamin A, calcium. Vegetables have calcium. Greens have calcium in them too. Greens also have beta carotene. Vitamin C. This is back to the broccoli. And broccoli has calcium, vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin B9, the folate, potassium, phosphorus, selenium, and contains antioxidants, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which may prevent oxidative stress and cellular damage in your eyes. This is the broccoli, okay? Broccoli helps your eyesight. Okay. So these are the five vegetables that I picked for you. Now, the 1,000-calorie diet, one cup of each of these vegetables a day, that will put you on a 1,000-calorie diet. 2,000-calorie diet, I recommend two meals a day. You eat one meal with the five vegetables, and then later on get another one with the five vegetables. Especially if you're very active and you're doing a lot of running around, a lot of stressful stuff, you know, I recommend 2 meals a day. That would be 2 cups of each one of these vegetables. And you will have more than what you need to carry you through the day and to help your body heal whatever's wrong with it. Okay? Now, we are a little bit over the over my timeline here, because I'm not halfway through the hour and I'm only going to the commercial. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch off right now and go into the commercial. I was going to stop doing a commercial on Sunday, but I decided to keep it going, you know. Wait a minute. The commercial just got away from me here. Okay, let's just go. Commercial's right here. This is Elohim, Five Tribes Radio Presents. Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. on Sunday, Philadelphia, U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9220. Press 1 if you have a comment and you want to give us a shout-out, just press 1. And we'll, excuse me. And that will let me know that you have a comment or something that you want to say. And then I'll know. And I'll open up your mic. Now, we're going to use the last 4 digits of your phone number. That way you can, if you want some anonymity, we won't use your name or anything like that. They will just use your last 4 digits of your phone number. That will let us know. And that will let you know that we're talking to you. So I hope you remember your phone number. Okay. we're just going to be doing Sunday for a while, Bible 2.0. And we're going to relate the Bible to the different things that we're trying to do, like politics, health, all those things that are essential to your life, economics and things of that nature. There's passages in the Bible that will help you gain prosperity through the teachings, if they're given to you properly, okay? Now, we also have a gospel CD on the market, 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is Coming. The link is CDBaby/CD/ElohimChrist2. That's the number two, so check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click on Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus comes, is he coming back? He's coming back from the same place we think he came from the first place, the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you dump into. That child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess. And boy, are we in a mess right now. I'm telling you, we can need these children. We need these babies. And remember, brothers, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Theological Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. For more information on a CD or book, call our TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. Also, I'm in the gold business. I'm dealing with carry bars. I buy and sell gold. So if you're interested in making a little money with the gold, just give me a call at 215-758-1703, okay? And please don't forget to visit my website, ChristElohim.com/website. And that will take you right to my website and get some more information about what I'm doing and what's going on. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and he gives you the proof of everything you need about what he's saying, okay? I'd also like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mack and Son. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. We talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has what's called a spoken word, and I like her words that she speaks. Okay, so check her out on YouTube. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on. Well, she's not on YouTube anymore, but you can catch her. She's on YouTube. She's not on Block Talk Radio no more. She's on YouTube. So you can catch her at Nikki Love or Woonam. The call in number is 909 749 8626. She's a spiritual reading advisor. She did a reading on me. I'm a spiritual reader myself, and boy, she did a pretty good job, you know. Normally when I read people, I only talk about what they tell me, because a lot of stuff that they feel is private, they don't tell you. They won't tell you because they think it's private, even though you know, but you can't talk about it until they actually talk about it first. That's if they don't deal with help, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIA ACL, 1918 to 1929 of the world. They meet every week for more information. Contact President Mark P. at UNIA 267-822-2320, okay? I also like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build in Africa. That's interesting. So if you want some land over in Africa, you can get it real cheap for about $5,000. You can buy land, put a house and everything on it for about $5,000. It's amazing. RBG Industries, they make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, just call 609-638-5828. Now, if you want me to go back over any of these numbers, just hit one on your dial, and I'll recap some of the numbers for you if I'm going too fast. Safe More Electronics, the call in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. That's an electric company. Stick with your FL. It's my phone company. You do a good job. My electric does some electric work for me. And they did a really, really good job. I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube, YouTube Heaven 2019, T. Thornton. For more information, call 267-259-4077, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Path Learning Academy. She's licensed and certified. And she's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school. Sticking my chest out again. Daughter for daycare school. She will soon be a doctor. God allowed it. Taylor Path has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our email address is Taylor Path Learning Academy, okay? Instagram is Taylor_Path_LA. I'd like to give a shout out to our residential naturopathic healers. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. Dr. Paul, since you call him, he'll give you a free nutrient chart. So give him a call, and he'll text you right to your phone and give you some nutrients on the herbal chart and stuff like that there. So check him out. Dr. Bill is selling water purification units. So check him out if you need to purify your water and stuff. He's got some pretty good units over there, okay? So if you're sick and you don't have these guys on speed dial, you need to be sick. No, nobody needs to be sick. So just give these guys a call. And don't worry, be healthy, okay? Okay, that takes care of the commercial. I'm really thinking about bringing that commercial back. Okay, but let's go back into the segment of what we're talking about here. We're talking about health today. All right. Now, we went through the 5 vegetables. I mentioned the nutrients and stuff that's in the vegetables. Now, remember, if you have a comment or something, just press 1 on your dial, and you can comment if you have a question about anything. The most question that you should be asking yourself is, why are you eating? So why are you eating will determine what you're eating, okay? And people out there just eating, don't know why they're eating. So they just grubbing, eating anything under the sun. And why they obese, fat, sick. Okay, hold on for a minute. I got a hand up here. 1927. Man, Brother Mac from Legacy of a Nation. What's going on, man? How are you today? Can you hear me? Oh, my God, it's mic open. I'm not getting along. I hope this thing is working properly.
Good evening, Brother Ibrahim. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you extol the virtues of collard greens, and I wonder if most if say if all greens, well, let's say collard greens, kale, turnip tops, and maybe even the bottoms, spinach. I'm thinking of leafy greens. I'm wondering if they all are good, and in what quantities should they be taken in, and should they be cooked, or should they be raw, or in some cases can you have them raw and cooked? Could you speak to that?
Yeah, well, in most cases, the green leafy vegetables are pretty good for you. But you have to look for the side effects on the vegetables when you look them up. And it's important to know the side effects of the vegetables. Just like with the string beans, with the green beans, you know, it's best not to eat them raw. And if a woman is pregnant, and she should be very careful to make sure that they're cooked and not raw. So you have to look at the side effects too. Now, kale is a very good vegetable. The side effect for kale is that it has a poison in it. So you have to be mindful how much kale you take in. Spinach is good for you, but spinach will make your bones brittle if you get too much.
Huh.
So I don't recommend no more than 2 cups of any of these vegetables during the course of a day. Anything more than 2 cups is a little overindulgent, I think, on the vegetables. That's why I gave the mixture out for the 1,000 calorie, 1 cup, 2,000 calorie, 2 cups, and that would be maximum on the vegetables. Now, if you're on a 2,000 calorie diet and you're getting those 2 meals a day of those vegetables, and then I recommend you switch off to something else, get into your fruits. Start eating a lot of fruits like your cantaloupe, your melons, your berries, and all that. Do a fruit smoothie or something during the course of the day. If you still feel a little hungry if you're on 2,000 calories after the 2 meals, okay? But all the vegetables that you mentioned are good, but you have to look for the side effects. I look up the side effects for kale and spinach because there's promoting kale so much and spinach so much. That I look up the side effects for them. And I don't recommend kale or spinach more than once or twice a week because of the side effects. You know, I'm making the bone, the spinach makes the bones brittle, and kale has a poison in it. But all the leafy vegetables are good for you. And most of the leafy vegetables you can eat raw or cooked. Except I don't recommend the collard greens. You should literally cook the collard greens when you eat it, you know, because of the density of the molecular structure of the collard greens is so dense that you won't get the best benefit from the collard green if you don't cook them, you know.
Okay.
I hope that answers your question about the vegetables. I can't think of a green leafy vegetable that's not good for you. Now, if you're eating a lot of salad, right, I'll speak to the salad. If you're eating a lot of salad, the red leaf lettuce is the most nutritious. The iceberg lettuce is the most alkaline. So,
I'm sorry. What was your comment on iceberg lettuce?
Iceberg lettuce is alkaline, highly alkaline. So alkaline, to keep the body more alkaline, I recommend the iceberg lettuce. The red leaf lettuce has more vitamins, minerals, and nutrients in it. Then comes the, I forget the name of the other lettuce, street lettuce. I forget the name of the other one. But those two lettuce, one is very alkaline and one is very nutritious. So if you eat a lot of salads, I recommend you mix those two lettuces together. One will give you the nutrient benefits and one will bring up the alkalinity in your system, the iceberg lettuce. those are the two lettuce that I recommend. There's one more, but I can't. That's very nutritious. Long Green, but I can't think of the name of it for some reason. It's amazing. But that's my take on the lettuce. The most important thing is that if you're going to heal the body, have you noticed the five vegetables, they don't contain a lot of mucus? So basically, you're going on a mucusless diet if you intake those five vegetables, which is what Dr. Sadie recommends. The only thing that Dr. Sadie don't get into is the combination of vegetables to reduce the aging process so that your gray hair will start turning black like mine is. My gray hair is turning black. My skin is starting to, the little problems that I have with my skin are starting to go away, you know. Little things that come with aging. I think it's with the moles or whatever they call, you know. It gets on your skin and discoloration. All that stuff is starting to go away as well. It takes a lot of time. I remember we've been 60, 50, 40, 30 years eating bad, you know. So it's going to take a few minutes eating right for all the problems to go away. I don't care what it is. Even if you have cancer, whatever you have, you lean towards that mucusless diet, and your body will begin to even get rid of the cancer. You don't need the chemo and all that crazy stuff that they're giving you, because it actually doesn't help, okay? I mean, it helps to a degree, but the chemo is worse than the cancer, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And all these rich folks out here with all this money, the stars, and they got millions of dollars, they're dying from cancer. It goes away, then it comes back, it goes away. If you're eating a certain way that gives you cancer, when you take all that chemo and stuff and you put the cancer in remission, why go back to eating the way you were eating that gave you cancer in the first place? This is something that they need to work with people on. And there's a couple of doctors out there that work on that, that cure cancer, say they cure cancer. Dr. Sadie is one of them, you know. So, and there's all kinds of like glaucoma and all these different things. Just one small sweet potato a day will reverse the effect of the glaucoma. Just, you know, and I've been having a problem with my eyes. I do have glasses, but I don't wear them that much. What I've been doing is I added that one small sweet potato to those five vegetables. And with the extra beta carotene, my eyes are beginning to come back to normal, you know, I'm beginning to see without the glasses. I don't need them that much, although I do use them sometimes to relax when I do a lot of reading. I hope I didn't go too far into that with you, but... the diet is very important. I'm planning on being here till I'm 200. So people say, 200? Oh, my goodness. They used to say the same thing
like that
50 years ago when somebody said, I'm going to be 200. Remember? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have any comment on diets or things that's been working
well,
for you?
I do. Let's say, with there being 7 days in the week, and let's say if you're going to eat from 1 to 3 meals a day during, let's say, could you put together a typical day's intake? Either taken in one setting or divided up into 2 or 3 meals?
Well, I highly recommend the 1 meal a day diet, backed up with a lot of water and fruit. The 1 meal a day for me would be the 5 vegetables. That's what I have every day. I have that 1 meal every day. And if I get if I want something else to eat later on, then I'll switch to the fruits and vegetables. That's basically what I do. Once a year, I have a cup of cow's milk. Cow's milk. Oh my God! These are cow's milk. These are cow's milk for 1 month once a year. That helps me overcome the pollution and all the impurities and stuff that's in the air. Because you know they are them cows, boy. They give them every antibiotic in the world to make sure they're healthy.
That's a...
So I just do that for 1 month out of the year. You know, I take them cow's milk, and that's about it. You know, I think that, and if the vegetable diet that I offer, it seems to give you a craving for protein, then I would recommend that you just eat a couple of boiled eggs, you know, maybe two or three times a week. Just eat like an egg salad or some egg salad sandwich or something like that there to help you with the protein.
Yes, sir.
That's about it. I don't recommend flesh at all. Fish, chicken, I don't recommend any of that. Personally, that's me. You know, stick closer to the herbs and vegetables. And whatever you have, I mean, if you cut back on that mucus, you know, and whatever you have, it will begin to go into remission. I don't care what it is. Because the immune system is absolutely amazing coming from the gut. It's in the belly. The immune system is in the belly. And based on what you do to that belly and what you're putting in that belly, you'd be surprised at what the body can do. The body is absolutely amazing. I mean, what can I say?
Brother Elohim, how would you incorporate the roots? Let's say onions. And onions and garlic and carrots and turnips. How would you incorporate them into your diet? And if so, in what way?
Well, basically, the only time I eat carrot is when I'm out of sweet potato for the beta carotene. But I just basically eat the five vegetables a day. I don't actually put them in my diet. So if you want to add them into your diet, you got to do the research and find out what the side effects are on the carrots, what the side effects are on the night side vegetable. I think beets is a night side vegetable. So I don't recommend night side vegetables to anybody, although I do eat the sweet potato, which is a night side vegetable. The night side vegetables aren't that great for you. So you have to do some research. You have to start checking the stuff out. We got Google, so just Google the stuff up and find out what the side effects are before you add these vegetables into your diet. Because I have people tell me, oh, I eat a lot of kale. Oh, I'm sure you do. But kale has a poison, and they don't know that because they haven't checked the side effects with kale. Spinach. How many people know that spinach, too much spinach will cause the bones to be brittle? You know? And, you know, because they... you know, with Popeye and the boys, they glorify spinach, you know.
How about
spinach?
Yeah.
You can pick up a whole building. I am what I am.
Yes.
You know, so you have to do your research. You have to check.
Yes, sir.
You have, you know, you just do your research.
Brother Elohim, I have recently discovered how delicious and sweet is an Asian sweet potato. It's purple, white on the inside, but has a purple skin, and it's really delicious. And that it's drier than the regular yam, and much sweeter. Are you familiar with it at all?
It's a night side vegetable. See, I'm familiar with it.
It's a nightshade, but
yeah,
but I'm thinking. I did hear you say you have a small sweet potato occasionally, and
that's what I'm about.
And I like this particular one very much in that it really is delicious. It tastes good and it's sweet and. It just goes down so easy. It's almost like having candy.
Well, we're almost out of time, so let me run through the closing assertion, and then I'll mention about that purple super the purple potato that you like. I have walked the path of divine energy today, and did not break the universal law of be what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, nightside vegetables, because of the starch content, which is sugar.
Yes, sir.
So you have to be mindful of your sugar intake when you're eating nightside vegetables, you know? Eating bread, pasta, anything like that there, you have to be mindful because you're actually taking in sugar. And
yes,
I've looked at the three-meal-a-day diet, and it's mostly sugar. You know what I mean? It's mostly sugar and protein. That's why people have diabetes and cancer. Cancer is a protein derivative. Okay, sugar will cause the forget what that organ is to overreact, and with the insulin and all that, you know what I mean. That's what takes you in. It will make it start not function properly, and turn you into a diabetic. So, I think the 3-meal-a-day diet that this culture has designed to have you on some kind of pill or medication by the time you're 50 or 60.
Uh-huh.
Designed to do that. So you have to, the Bible say, a physician heal ourselves. You know, the only difference between you and the doctors is the books. You read novels about love, and they reading medical books. So, you know, once you start, switch over and start reading medical books, you'd be just as proficient as any doctor that you go to, you know. Unless we're talking about surgery, that takes practice. You can't just jump on, start cutting people up without practicing or something. First, you know, but other than that, hey, you know. So, if you have any more comments or anything about health, I would. I'm going to close out because we're actually out of time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brother Gleheem, for bringing us this message, and I think that one of the things that I glean from your message is you must not overdo anything. Too much of a good thing becomes a bad thing. Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, especially when it comes to love. Too much anything will wear you out, boy. I'm telling you.
Yes,
so
all
with
right.
that, I love you. Thank you very much for chiming in. I appreciate you. And I will be chatting with you next Sunday.
Really, be well and take care. Much love.
Much love.